Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Ashley Sturman, and I will be guiding us through today's prayers and readings. We know a deep breath is a gift from God, so as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Let's take a few deep breaths together. Let's begin our time by praying aloud together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Today, I will be reading an excerpt from the Jesus Storybook Bible by Sally Lloyd-Jones. About the same time Jesus was born, another baby was born. His name was John, and God had a special job for him. John was going to get everyone ready for Jesus. God sent John to tell God's people something important. "Stop running away from God and run to him instead," John said. "You need to be rescued. I have good news. The rescuer is coming. Make your hearts ready for him. Yes, get ready because your king is coming back for you." Great crowds listened to John. They were sorry they had sinned, and they wanted to stop running away from God. They wanted to be rescued. So John baptized them, which means he plunged them in and out of the water. And that showed that they wanted to follow God and begin a new life. One day, John was baptizing people in the Jordan River as usual when he looked up and saw a man walking down to the water's edge. God spoke quietly to John. "This is the one." John's heart leapt. This was the moment he'd been waiting for all his life. "Look," John said, as Jesus came down into the water, but his voice came out as a whisper. He couldn't make it any louder. It was all he could do to even speak. "The Lamb of God, God's best Lamb, who takes away the sins of the whole world." "Will you baptize me too?" Jesus asked. "Who am I," John asked, "to baptize you?" "It's what God wants me to do," Jesus said. So John baptized Jesus. Suddenly, it was as if someone had drawn back curtains in a dark room, as if heaven itself had opened, because a beautiful light broke through the clouds and shone down onto Jesus, bathing him in gold. Beads of water glittered and sparkled like tiny diamonds in his hair. A white dove flew down and gently rested on Jesus, and a voice came down from heaven. It was clear and strong and loud so everyone could hear. "This is my own son, and I love him. I am very pleased with him." God said, "Listen to him." Heaven had broken through. The great rescue had begun. The word of the Lord. I wonder how John felt when Jesus asked John to baptize him. As we finish our time together today, we want to say our liturgy together. And liturgy is just a public form of worship. So we will say our liturgy together each day. Eventually, we will have it all memorized. But right now, I will say it first, and you can repeat back after me. May my eyes see people as God does.
May my eyes see people as God does.
May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth.
May my mouth speak God's truth.
May my heart know God's love.
May my heart know God's love.
May my hands serve others.
May my hands serve others.
And may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus.
And may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus.
So as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short, and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.